Ukraine invasion could come any day. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan weighing in on the possibility of a Russian invasion and the likelihood that Kiev could potentially collapse quickly.
Look, my job here is not to predict what exactly will happen day to day. It is to prepare for any contingency, including a contingency where Russian forces drive on the Ukrainian capital. We are working hard with our allies and partners on that. We are providing, as I said before, material support to the Ukrainians and trying to get them to make sure they are in the best position possible to defend themselves.
Sullivan speaking on Fox News Sunday. A political discord continues following the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This past week, the Republican National Committee voting to formally censure Congresswoman Liz Cheney and Congressman Adam Kinzinger for their work on the House panel looking into that attack. Senator Marco Rubio weighing in on where he stands.
I think it's a complete partisan scam, and I think anyone who committed a crime on January 6th should be prosecuted and, if convicted, put in jail. I do not believe that we need a congressional committee to harass Americans that weren't even in Washington on January 6th, were not in favor of what happened on that day, have condemned what happened on that day, but they want to smear them anyway. I'm against that, yes.
Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation. The bodies of three mountain climbers in Greece who went missing Saturday have been found. Local media reporting that they may have been swept away by an avalanche on Mount Helmos. North Korea is reportedly moving forward with its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. And that includes the development of its capability to produce nuclear fission materials, which is in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. A panel of experts says in a new UN report that there was a marked acceleration of Pyongyang's testing and demonstration of new short-range and medium-range missiles. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is looking to address the teacher shortage in her budget proposal this week.
The governor will present the budget to lawmakers Wednesday, which will include spending $2.3 billion over 4 years to recruit and retain teachers and other school staff, enticing them with annual $2,000 bonuses that would grow to $4,000 by the year 2025. The proposal also says in the fall, all full-time K-12 public employees would get $2,000 and then an additional $2,000 if they come back to their district in 2023. Teachers and other certified staff such as counselors, social workers, and nurses would qualify for $3,000 in 2024 and then $4,000 in 2025. First-year teachers hired in coming years would be eligible for the bonuses as well. The $1.5 billion for retention payments would need approval from the Republican-controlled legislature. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
There's nothing funny about this snow job of a story.
In an online video posted last weekend, the driver of a New Jersey snowplow was recorded by his passenger as they cleared away the mountains of snow left behind by a nor'easter in Ocean County. As the plow truck approached, two men dressed in traditional Orthodox Jewish attire, the driver drops the plow and deliberately shoves a huge pile of snow and slush right onto the unsuspecting men. The driver and passenger are then heard laughing as they left the scene. The video, which was posted and then later deleted on the Facebook account of Donnie Klarman, was captioned, "This one's for you, JC." Waste Management, the employer of at least one of the individuals suspended, then fired one of them. It's unclear whether that person was the driver or his passenger. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is endorsing Republican colleague Lisa Murkowski for re-election. Manchin is crossing party lines to back the incumbent from Alaska, who faces a primary challenger supported by former President Trump. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.